1-800-878-8. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got lots to talk about. Live from Minnesota. Minus 11 last night here in the state of Minnesota, friends. Think about that. Keep it going, guys. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, friends, tomorrow there will be a brand new website up so you can see a pretty little picture of our pretty little princess. And again, that would be Stephanie Joy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check it out. It will be brand new, posted tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that. That is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to two different websites, Bradley Dean, one personal, one fan page. Double E, that is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. The topic of today will be, is the president succeeding or is he failing? Friends, I tend to believe with my whole heart, mind, soul, that he is succeeding. America may look at this president as a complete failure. According to the American ideals, he is, no question about it. But according to the agenda, as he is pushing, friends, he is succeeding 100%. I will be talking about that today. Again, phone lines are 1-866-233-0747 available. We are wide open right now, 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio without a doubt. And friends, this is the radio show, if you didn't know, where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. I'm glad you brought that up, that we're going to be talking about President Obama, a failure or a success, because I was actually going to bring that up, too. We're so connected. But before we go over there, of course, we have to highlight our product of the week. Now, instead of highlighting our usual product of the week, we are going to highlight our Christmas package product of the week, which reminds me,
yes,
you know, we have to let Chase, our producer, let him know that we got to start playing our Christmas music. Oh, we got some very good Christmas music intro and outro, so we'll get on those, too, and get you all
no
the Christmas
pun intended.
Spirit. That's right. Yeah. But this week we are highlighting for our featured Christmas package of the week, which is Bradley's Deadlock Drum Package. Now, for all of you people who have drummers in your family, if your kids are drummers or if you're a drummer yourself or you want to be, you know, a rock star for Christ, of course, this Christmas plays skillfully with a loud noise, Psalm 33:3, with our Deadlock Drum Package. This package will show you how to raise the standard of drumming and give you the training you need to excel. Comprehensive, yet easy to understand, Deadlock explores it all from basics to advanced. You'll learn the rudiments, double bass, snare, soloing, stick spinning, which, by the way, is very cool to see the art behind the stick of the spin. Or the spin of the stick. Sorry.
Spin of the stick.
I got that wrong.
Yes. No, that's okay.
Okay. That's what you're here for, right?
You had a week off. Now you're trying to catch up. I get it.
Trying to catch up. And much more. So the package includes the Deadlock Drum Pad, the Drum Instructional DVD done by yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Signature Drumsticks by Bradley Dean, and also Bradley's life story in the testimony book form, which is a smaller book of our comics. So please, if you'd like to order, it's a $70 donation for all four items, of course, our monthly sponsors. Those are Sons and Daughters of Liberty, who are members, get 25% off. So this is a great Christmas package for the drummers in your family.
It really is.
It's a great deal. Yeah. And it's fun. It's a great DVD. We did it down in Nashville, Tennessee. So they did an outstanding job. It worked out really well. If you'd like to order, please call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go online to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. That's going to be a great thing for Christmas. So also I wanted to highlight, as you were talking about too, Mr. Bradley Dean.
And it's cool too.
It's very
not cheesy.
Cool.
It's not second rate anywhere. You'll find nothing second rate with anything that we do, because we only get one opportunity to present and represent, and we want to make sure it counts.
You know, that's so true, because so often when you see things that are quote unquote Christian, they're cheesy, they're second rate, professed stuff.
Yes.
But this stuff is outstanding, state of the art. Actually, the guy who did our music videos, he worked with Steven Spielberg as well. So there's lots of good top-notch things we're talking about here. But also, I wanted to highlight President Obama, a failure or a success. You're going to be highlighting that on the radio today. And if you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, you can find the entire article. So please check that out. That was our article on WND last week. You can go there, too, as well. And I wanted to read this off from one of our exciting radio listeners who said, I just started listening to Bradley on his Sons of Liberty Radio on the Sons of Liberty about a month ago. He is unashamed and not afraid to confront the demonic school boards, LGBT, or any liberal, Marxist, constitutional destroying group. He knows his Constitution, American history, and the Bible. Love him. Says what our preachers should be saying, but they don't.
Well, true that.
Yeah, true that.
But by the way, just let me interject this thought. We'll be talking about this tomorrow. Blogging gays urge murder and castration of Christians.
Ooh.
Let me say that again. Blogging gays urge murder, castration of Christians. Isn't it interesting? They have finally now stuck their heads all the way out. And friends, let me just say this. I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. You know what? I have to post these to convince people as to who the threat is coming from, who the totalitarianists really are, and who the tolerant ones are not, friends. Because, again, what we're seeing here, this is brand new. This just came out on December 2nd, 2013, that blogging gays urge murder and castration of Christians.
Oh, my goodness.
These are also the people that are also looking to stifle Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Well, the American people sympathize, if you do sympathize, with the radical homosexual agenda and those that are a part of that lobby, you might want to take a step back and understand that they are trying to upend your Constitution and they are trying to silence you. And who is behind the helm of that little tiny ship, friends? And let me remind you, it is a tiny little ship. None other than yours truly, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And America, if you feel that Obama may be failing as the president of the United States, I just want to set the record straight. He's not failing. He may, according to the ideals of the American way, but in fact, friends, he's succeeding because he knows exactly what demographic he should go to, because the older generation has not yet figured out this methodology that he's using, and he's going to the younger generation where the real battle is being waged, and that is where America must go if we are to win the future. So he's not failing. He is succeeding.
That's right, because he's setting himself up to destroy, and he's doing a very good job.
He's the one that said he was going to fundamentally transform America, and so he is. Friends, we're going to take a quick break. Right after this break, we're going to come back. We're going to finish up what our pretty little princess has to say, Stephanie Joy. And then outside of that, what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to come back and talk about Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, he's not failing, but let me tell you something. Through scriptural eyes, he's been appointed. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. This is your radio show. Be a part of it. 53 countries, as well as many affiliates in the United States of America, are listening to you today. Again, knowing we're inundating you with a lot of information, but again, friends, jump into the fight. It's got to suck to be a spectator.
Amen.
Be a participant.
I like that. Well, one good thing that I like about being a friend of Bradley Dean's on Facebook, I have to say, is there's tons of gold nuggets of truth that are posted on a daily basis. You know, sometimes people have devotionals or whatever that they do. There's nothing like a good gold nugget of truth, a good PowerPoint punch that sticks with you. So I wanted to highlight a couple things that Bradley had posted on his Facebook. One is this. This is by Charles Spurgeon, a quote that says, "The preacher ought to preach so that it shall be almost an impossibility for his hearer to be altogether careless. You Christian people should set such an example in your households that it shall be next door to an impossibility for a son or daughter or servant to remain at peace while they remain out of God and out of Christ in a state of sin."
And that's what the law does, by the way. It drives you to the foot of the cross and can do no more, because the law condemns, the gospel justifies if you believe.
That's right. And what was that quote that said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words"? Yeah. We should be written epistles for all men to read constantly. And one more good highlighted gold nugget of truth is this. "The gospel does not come to us as a premium for virtue, but it presents us with forgiveness for sin. It is not a reward for health, but a medicine for sickness."
That's right.
Christ
came. It's a different way to look at it, isn't it?
That is very good. So please check out Bradley Dean if you're not already friends with him on Facebook, and go ahead and get some of those gold nuggets of truth on a daily basis.
Amen. Friends, let me tell you this. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, it tells us that God would appoint a king over you in which you nor your fathers knew. And what we're seeing today is exactly, we're seeing judgment being fulfilled incrementally. When you see the word siege in old, not just in the Old Testament, but when you see the word siege anywhere, siege words defines out to be a slow takeover. For all of those that are waiting for a quick takeover through corruption, rest assured, friends, you're not going to find it. It's always incrementally, because if they did it too quick, they jeopardize everything that they're actually throwing forth on the people of that particular people they're trying to attempt to overthrow through their agendas. So in saying that, again, friends, keep in mind Deuteronomy 28 is already telling us, again, friends, if you want to see what's happening in your country today, Just rest assured, that's all you have to do is look at the Word of God, and you can prophetically see where you are at as a people. And right now, we are seeing a supposed wannabe king, a despot, a tyrant is what he is. The criminal administration, for a better way of saying it, is attempting to do with you in your country today. And so in saying that, again, if you want to know where you're at any time, just read Scripture, because you'll see it. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. If you want to do some commentary searches to understand how tyrants work, why don't you check out Jeremiah chapter 11, go to Matthew Henry commentary. I mean, you want to talk about some prophetic stuff and how they'll attempt to do what they're doing. We don't need, it doesn't take a genius, for a better way of saying it again, friends, to figure out as to what's going on here. And to say all that, to say that, I always have to premise this on the Word of God first and foremost. Another one for all of you Christians out there that you want to go a little bit deeper with your walk and understand how tyrants operate. Obviously, you read the Word of God, because that shows you how crooked the stick is always by laying a straight one next to it. But in saying that, if you'd like to, go buy a Geneva Bible. Because what you'll get is you'll get notes as to how a Christian people actually dealt with tyrants back in the day. You'll see these little footnotes all over the place. And it's interesting stuff. It's great stuff. And keep in mind, church, that we are to overcome evil with good, not the other way around. We don't submit ourselves unto ungodly power anywhere at any time, and nowhere has God commanded it. On the contrary, He's actually commanded us to stand up against it. And by the grace of God, we will stand up against it. And we will not obey unruly, ungodly dictates in any sense of the word. We will follow the rule of Scripture, as the apostle said to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, it's better to obey God than man. And friends, we will not subject ourselves to any foreign power that is contrary to the constitutional republic in which we have today. So anyways, in saying all that, friends, let's take a look as to what's going on in your country today. Because a lot of people, what they do is they talk about how Obama is failing miserably. And I remember back in Tampa Bay, it wasn't too long ago, it was last fall, I'd actually had to tell the older people that, listen, Obama is not failing, he is succeeding. You look at Obama as a failure because he has all these entitlements going on with the younger generation. I said, he's not failing, he's creating dependency to overthrow the older generation by empowering the younger generation to become dependent upon government to do government's bidding for them. And by the way, this is unlawful government, this is not lawful government. As well as saying that, friends, when I was in Tampa Bay, I was going up and down the radio row, sharing with the older generation again that this administration has gone to the younger age demographic, which was between 18 and 33 years old, and that was 68% of that demographic that he had actually went to. And so we have all these other jokers over here, and I'm saying jokers, and I say that not tongue-in-cheek. I say that not to be facetious. I say that with all truth behind what I'm saying. You have all these jokers, these older people that are just going along with Mitt Romney and the little charades that they were playing for the public people to see, as if to say Mitt Romney wasn't a part of what was going on to overthrow, as if to say Mitt Romney's not a part of the game, as if to say he's not one of the players, when in fact, friends, he is one of the players. Just ask the Bushes, who are definitely New World Order monkeys all the way through and through. But anyways, I'm saying a lot to say this. Obama is not failing, friends. He's succeeding. And I want to tell you this too. Scripturally, he is appointed. I just did a radio interview this morning. I believe it was it in California, Chase? Is that where I was? I think I was in California. And friends, I'm telling you, the time that I spend on the radio, I was speaking to a particular pastor, cool guy, but I spend more time going back and actually exhorting these people and pushing them over the top of the hill, because I spend a lot of time dragging people over the top of the hill because I have enough faith for all of you in a lot of cases. But in this particular given situation, I just kept hearing him talk about how bad things were and how people are afraid, and I kept hearing about this and that and the other thing. And it's like, you know what? It's really not hard to stand up for what you love. I said, if people would shut their televisions off, turn off the football games, I said to this particular individual this morning when I was doing an interview with him in California, I said, listen, I said, if people want their country back, they can have their country back, because we the people still possess the power. And when we talk about we the people, it is just that, we the people. You have 312 million people complaining about less than 1.6% of the population. You know what? This is what I say. Let's give our heart back to God, first and foremost, with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And secondly, let's love our brother as ourselves. We can change our country in 1 week, friends. Again, we can change our country in 1 week. The problem is too many people are out there playing their games. They're being entertained out of their freedoms. And what happens is they believe through the state-run media that has less than a 21% approval rating that what they're saying is actually the truth, when in fact it is not truth at all. There's no truth in them, friends. Remember, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10? Well, that's exactly how they operate. They're working for their daddy, and what they don't realize is they're losing their soul at the end of the day. And I ask you people that are a part of that game, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Doesn't make any sense. Pretty foolish, isn't it? Yep. I'm glad. You know, as long as I can put it into perspective for you, at least I got you thinking about something you've never thought about before. You know what? Life is but a vapor. You're not promised tomorrow, and you want to play games with your eternity? That's up to you. But as for me and my house, we trust and we believe in the Lord, as Joshua said. Barack Hussein Obama is not failing. He, in fact, is succeeding because he knows exactly what demographic that he should go to. The older generation has not yet figured out this methodology that he is using. In fact, he's going to the younger generation where the real battle is being waged, and that is where America must go if we are to win the future. So, in saying all that to say this, a recent poll out of the Washington Examiner stated that President Barack Hussein Obama is seen as America's biggest failure among modern presidents. Really? 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 He's not been ashamed of anything he's done. Man, if he's not important, you know, in actually putting the immoral into position to govern over a people that have tolerated and actually, you know, just allow things through their apathy, friends, I don't know where you're seeing that he's actually failing, because this is the man that said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. That means your foundations. Well, how does he fundamentally transform America? He attacks the foundations. He attacks the law because he knows he's working for his daddy. And by the way, I didn't say this again. Saul Alinsky did. He attributed and he gave actually credit to Satan. Now, aside of that, friends, keep in mind how little the American people know about the history of tyrants like dictators like Mao Zedong and Adolf Hitler, so on and so forth. See, because the American people look at this president as if he doesn't know what he and his criminal administration are doing, when in fact, friends, he knows exactly what he's attempting to do. And I said attempting because he's not succeeding as long as the American people wake up. I'm going to leave you with this thought, and I'm going to pick it up right after this break. Friends, he knows exactly what he's attempting to do. He knows exactly what he's attempting to do. It's for you to stand up and say, you are not put into position to break the laws, and stand up against it. Folks, I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check me out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. You're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to privacycase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Let's get out of our sheepish state, friends. Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee. Remember, God didn't want to appoint a king. Remember, God said to Samuel, listen, they didn't reject you, they rejected me. Therefore, God gave the people back in the day a king. And God warned them what that king would do. Friends, we don't have a kingship in America. We have no king but King Jesus. We have no rule of law but God's moral law, common law. Okay, we're ruled by law in this country. And for those that didn't know the difference, what makes the king is the law. If there is no law, it doesn't actually entitle anybody to be a king. That's a despot. That's a tyrant. You know, I've said before and I say again, isn't it interesting? Back in the 50s, you could walk up and down the streets and shake the hands of the President of the United States all the way up until the days of Truman. We've done a lot of history, friends. We've been to a lot of presidents' houses, and we've asked a lot of questions because we wanted to understand how this was to operate. Hey, friends, when Woodrow Wilson ended his presidency, they literally dropped him off at his front door in Washington, D.C. They said, thank you for your service. He was on his own after that. He didn't need bodyguards. No, we didn't need none of that, friends, until these supposed presidents that we have. By the way, George Washington wasn't called the President of the United States back in the day. He was actually called the father of our nation by the people. But what's interesting is people have left off. They think for some reason the president should be treated like a king or a monarch, when in fact he should not be treated that way at all. He is protected in such a fashion, friends, because he no longer works for the people. That's what's going on in this country. He doesn't work for we the people anymore, and I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out. And I just want to show you through scriptural eyes again how God has appointed this individual to destroy. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. Nobody knows anything about this guy. And there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Folks, what's happened? The implementation of what? Obamacare? We see the demoralization. He said, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations, which the Lord shall lead thee. This guy's over in South Africa today. You know him as Barack Hussein Obama. High-fiving Mandela. Friends, for those that didn't know, he was a Marxist. He was a communist to the max. They praise their own. They honor their own. Might want to do a little homework on people before you start high-fiving these supposed world leaders. The ones that are under attack are, for the most part, the good ones. Because they're being persecuted for right reasons, not the wrong reasons. I go on, verse 38, thou shalt carry much seed out into the field and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Can you say the IRS? Come on, friends. But I want to give those that have ears to hear and eyes to see a word of encouragement to those that have the faith of the Son of God who overcome and inherit all things in Jesus' name. I wanted to give you a little encouragement. The more that Pharaoh afflicted, the more the children of Israel multiplied. Did you hear what I said? Oh, Brad, look what's happening to us. There's nothing we can do. Oh, there's everything we can do because we, individually and corporately, alone with our daddy, make a majority. The more they afflict, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, the more you multiply. The stronger you get. Go back to Pharaoh on the day of Moses. What were they doing? They were audacity to believe that you're still under the... the person of old, nor show favor to the young. Huh. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates. Hey, friends, did you just see recently Obama? We're going to be talking about this on next week's newsletter. He actually appointed through federal funding. He is taking your money now, friends. He is allocating your tax dollars to fund the education system, namely elementary schools across America, to understand the Muslim religion. And I have to tell the American people to shut their TVs off. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And you still excuse yourselves, attempt to, out of the fact that you are responsible for putting your kids into public schools. This administration just last week said that they are going to take your dollars, your tax dollars, and illegally allocate them unto the educational system, who is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, illegally. Well, the American patriot and Christian sends their kids to the public school in the first place to be educated concerning the Muslim religion on a nationwide basis. Oh, Brad, you're so far out there, man. There's something wrong with you. Really? What, for telling you the truth? I become an enemy to the American people because I tell you the truth? Yeah, I will tell you this. I do understand that I'm giving a message across this country to a country that doesn't want to hear the truth. But I want to tell you this. It's God's truth. And regardless if you like it or not, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. It's what's going on in your country. America still thinks that it falls to the 14 blessings in Deuteronomy 18. When in fact there's 55 curses that are taking place in our country on a daily basis. And for some reason they want to say, hey, Lord, we're free to go ahead and do what we want to do. We got the grace of Christ to do what we want to do. Really? What Bible are you reading? Read Isaiah 30. I apologize. Read Isaiah 30. It's a false covering. I'll tell you which one the church wears, the robe that's being persecuted constantly. That's the real church. Read the book of Revelations. I mean, you got a country of cowards. Friends, I live out rural in the state of Minnesota. Just last week, there was probably, I don't even know how thick the ice would have been, but I seen Minnesota's best out on top of the ice with a little hole on top fishing for little fishies. Well, over 4,000 babies a day are being murdered, and you think God's okay with America? You have got to be kidding me, friends. You have got to be kidding me. It really comes down to a whole lot of common sense. Who loves God and who doesn't love God? And I'll tell you, who loves God loves his brother. They're not independent of one another. They go together. It's the same heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That is the first. The second is namely like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And it is my job, because love worketh no ill. It owes you the truth. And friends, you get the truth every day that you listen to the Sons of Liberty. Because I love. But I can't love you until I first love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And what is his commandments? To love one another. So friends, for those that feel that Barack Hussein Obama is failing, I got news for you. He's not failing. He's illegally succeeding. And don't tell me, oh, everything Adolf Hitler did was lawful. No, it was all unlawful. 1945, May, Nuremberg trial started off with, I quote, well, I shouldn't say I quote, but I know exactly, I can see him in my mind's eye right now as to what he said. He said, the laws of God have been broken and the laws of men have been broken. And you know what they did? They went around to all those that were held responsible for the crimes committed against the people of Germany back in the day. And you know what they all said? They said they were just doing their job. And did you know a lot of them that were held during the Nuremberg trials, they would have committed the crimes all over again if they'd have been let go? Well, it's the same thing happening here. These people aren't sorry for what they did. They could be busted. They could be thrown in prison for the rest of their lives. Very, very, very few during the Nuremberg trials were sorry for their crimes committed against humanity. Very few. The people that were committing the crimes said they were just doing their job. But I want to say this. The laws of God are first broken. Hey, the casualty in every war, my friends, the first thing that is the casualty is the truth. God's truth. And it shows you the departure. And friends, that's exactly where we're at today. We have a Barack Hussein Obama in this country because the American people would have it so. They would have it so. You know, at least they have something to talk about. At least the talking heads have something to talk about. And as long as they have something to talk about, they can keep their sponsorships up. And I'll tell you what, they got a lot. I care more about freedom, friends, than I do dollars right now. And I know money answereth all matters. And I know that you need money to maintain everything that you do. Goes hand in glove. It's all a part of it. Friends, when we come back, I'm going to finish off this topic. Is Obama failing or succeeding? I say, friends, he's succeeding, to the shame of the American people that sit down and let him do it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight.
Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, by the way, did everybody know on December 4th, just this December 4th, 2013, that the Obama administration announced that it would hold a special youth summit social for the people who engage the White House on social images and media? Listen, friends, the White House on December 4th, I bet you didn't hear this through the state-run media, did you? December 4th, 2013, the Obama administration announced that it would hold a special youth summit social. The White House requested that participants ages 18 to 35, again, remember in 2008, 68%, of those who voted for Barack Hussein Obama were in the age demographic of 18 to 33 years old. He's back at it again. Folks, these are eligible to apply to attend this White House event, stated the White House in a blog post, which stated, after you sign up, spread the word to your friends. Let your followers know that you applied to attend the White House Youth Social. Nobody's talking about it to their own demise. Folks, the summit aims to educate young voters on the supposed benefits of enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. Listen to the name again, friends. Contradicts its very meaning. To educate 700,000 in this country's educational system that the American people have allotted through the federal government illegally, 700,000 students every year in this country cannot even read their own graduation diplomas, friends. And he is aiming at those people that cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. Oh, and don't forget about the 86% of those that send their kids to public schools, probably drop them off at the front door of the school gate, is the Christians and the Patriots that are complaining about this administration. only to be educated by this administration. The older generation only undoes themselves through their stupidity. Hey, folks, who else could win over? Well, let me say it this way. Who else could this administration win over through their unconstitutional and unlawful acts, through the Affordable Care Act, the abomination, except those who don't know the difference? And guess what? He's going to those that don't know the difference. See, friends, do you understand why the Sons of Liberty spent the last 19 years reaching out to our posterity? Because it only takes a little common sense. Because what we see now is that our posterity is now becoming leadership. It wasn't Abraham Lincoln. Or at least it was stated that it was Abraham Lincoln that said, the philosophy taught in the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in governments in the next. Exactly. Communist, 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 communist. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Either America will take up the mission of reaching out to our posterity, our younger generation, or you can rest assured, just read Obamanation, friends, Obamacare, death panels, disarmament. Either America will take up the mission of reaching out to the younger generation, or you can rest assured this administration will. And they are. And if it happens, America, Christians and patriots, you're going to wish you had listened. Maybe this will kind of, I don't know, maybe open your eyes up a little bit. Why is there only a couple people across the nation actually telling us about what's going on here? Because there's only the few of us listening. See, they got you off on something that doesn't even matter, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, and I'll say it 1,000 times more. As long as they can get you asking the wrong questions, friends, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And what you need to do is start holding them to the laws of our constitutional republic and enforce the laws to the degree that they violate them and impeach them.
You know, it's just common sense to me. If you're going to look to have a good future, you have to invest in your young people. Obviously, there was Hitler's youth. There are so many different
things. Which, by the way, were church kids.
Church kids, yep. Yeah. Hitler. So Hitler went to the youth. He had the youth. Barack Obama is so stupid that he's going to the younger generation, who is going to be the up-and-coming leaders of our nation. It just makes sense to me when you're talking about even an event out in Washington, D.C. they just recently had, where the older folks were gathered around one section where the event was, and all the young people were going to the White House to see Barack Hussein Obama.
Yep.
Listen, if the thing was working...
I mean, as long as the older generation can just get off, Stephanie, the fact that he's a tyrant and call him names, I guess that's where they feel liberated without actually bringing resolve. Rather than being ashamed for their lack of resolve, they actually put a smile on their face like they're proud of the fact that they're standing up to the President of the United States, who's actually stealing away the younger generation.
Well, and I think, too, the thing is a lot of these older groups, these older people, they fund the older groups and the older people for the same old cycle. They get together and they have another meeting.
That's
they
it.
Have another conference. They have another Let's Feel Good fundraiser so we can do the same thing that we did last year, which is pretty much nothing. And it goes over and over and over this cycle that we continuously see, but we're not
investing in
our young people. They are the future of America.
The reason they talk is because they're not educated.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the law. They don't know how to bring forth the execution of the laws, which we would do through an act of Congress impeaching this individual. But let me get over to some of our listeners right now. Mr. Dean is absolutely right about the success of this regime. This government has had made tremendous inroads of taking control of America's youth. Stark reminder of Hitler's youth movement. We got some people out there listening. Praise God. These wards of the state will soon become the slaves of its rulers, one said. We can only hope that the youth will see how they are being used before they have mortgaged their future. By the way, mortgage in French, the French
That's
language,
right.
means death warrant, friends. Mortgage their future and their freedom. Another one. First, let's be clear. Alinsky was a piece of crap. Goes on as long as you can call him names. Friends, I got tons of responses going on here. But again, phone lines are wide open for you.
And the thing is, it's good that people are responding. But what are you doing about the problem? As you mentioned, people are complaining. complaining as they're driving their kids or sending their kids on a bus to public school.
That's right.
You're a part of the problem.
But there's enough butts coming out of the American people to fill up another arena to watch another football game, Stephanie.
All the excuses in the world. I'm sure our founding forefathers could have thought of all the excuses in the world why they couldn't overcome the tyrant King George and why things were not in their favor and they were outnumbered and that, you know,
they did just the exact opposite. They did exactly what Christ said. Deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. The he who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. And if you want to know something of your heritage, friends, you might want to watch the documentary with a, what do they call those things, Steph?
Angel, get
rid of the swearing. If it's in there, I don't even know if there is or
a
not.
TV guardian,
but you
yeah.
might want to watch John Adams and see the sacrifice that our forefathers made to give us what we have today. And if we're thankful, let's high five them.
That's right. And case in point, when we're going to the schools and we say, you know, how many of you know your Constitution? They'll say, very, very few will raise their hand. They kind of chuckle about it. And we say, well, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. But then when the assembly program is done, we have converted hearts. We have kids that say, oh, my gosh, now I have a reason to live for what these men and women died for. And you know what they say? I'm going to go pick up my Constitution. Yep. I'm going to go read one. I'm going to go find out what this is all about. And the Sons of Liberty, as you mentioned, has been doing this for 19 years. And for those folks, I know that it's coming down to the end of the year and people do their donations and so on and so
forth. Very important right now.
It is very important because we are reaching out to our posterity on a 24/7 basis. Even wherever we go, we're tracking people all the time. They're getting the gospel message. We've got events coming up in South Dakota. We're going to be going to California.
Okay, let me interject. We were just out of town just last week here trying to take a breather. And in the process of doing that, how many people did we run into that said, I've seen these before?
That's right. I remember you.
That's exactly
They're
right.
They're like, I remember you. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Or I got one of those. Because we are written epistles for all men to read wherever we go. We don't separate our ministry lives from our personal lives. It's all the same.
It's not
you
scriptural.
Can't do it at all.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are considering supporting a ministry that's actually doing something about the problems on a 24/7 basis, not being diplomatic, not trying to step around the issues, but going right through the middle of the elephant in the middle of the living room, please do call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. If you're considering doing an end-of-the-year donation, please consider the Sons of Liberty, who is out there doing. You can also go online to our brand-new website, which will be coming out tomorrow, I believe you said.
Lord willing.
Ooh, Lord willing tomorrow. We're working on it real fast for you guys. If you want to go to the donate button on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you feel comfortable with that, there's lots of good stuff on there, ways to help out and support. And, you know, even, too, when we've got our Christmas packages and we've got our product out there, we want to get this in the hands of those that need it.
And this is the beginning. This isn't the end, friends. Just keep in mind the state-run media wants to promulgate fear because they want to paralyze your movement, friends. This is just the beginning. As you see this administration continuously violate the law, stand up and magnify the law against his violations, because rest assured, if you gauge what he's doing right now and you look at prophetic scripture, you can know exactly where we're at. And the Bible says we're to know the times. And friends, these are the times. It's not time to throw our hands up and say it's all over with. No, now it's time to put the sword of the Spirit in our hands and take it on, friends, because we can do this.
And we literally do that every day. We get up, we brush ourselves off, and we keep going no matter what we get thrown at on a daily basis. But also for donations, if you guys think that you think, well, maybe I can't really donate some, but I'd like to get some products because I've got some Christmas presents coming up here that I need to get. Well, that's a great way to support the Sons of Liberty. Get the word out there. We don't want to go to Mexico and teach people Spanish. Jesus went out to those that need to be reached, Christ called the sinners to repentance. Those that are whole need not a physician, but those that are sick. So that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty and
Daughters of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.